produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Done been through the storm, y'all. Seen the rough side of the mountain, but the four times. Everything crumbled around.
About to lose my mind.
Had to hold on to my faith. Cause it's not what I see. It's just what I believe.
Only do it.
If you believe in God's word, He will strengthen you.
Only do it.
But you gotta keep holding on. All things are possible
to those that serve Him, serve Him.
So I press on the mark of the high calling. He'll never leave ya. God's gonna see you through. If you believe in God's word, He will strengthen you.
Only do it.
Watch God turn it around. Yeah, watch God turn it around.
Only
difficult times will come, and I know He'll never leave us nor forsake us, nor will He put more on us than we can bear. And if He did it for me, surely He'll do it for you. You know why? Hey, cause this is what He did. The bills got paid,
only do it.
New house on the way,
only do it.
My mama got healed,
only do it.
I tell you, Jesus is real,
only do it.
To get you through the new job,
won't you do it?
God said it in His word,
won't you do it?
I can have it all,
won't you do it?
Yeah. If you believe in God's word, He will strengthen you.
Won't you do it?
Watch God turn it around. Yeah, watch God turn it around.
Won't you do it?
Don't give up the fight, cause God gon' see you through.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to all of you, and thank you for tuning in with me today. My name is Iona Nelson, and I am a faith walker, visionary, and servant of the Lord. First, I'd like to give thanks to Miss Josie Hopkins of Josie's Inspirations Radio Network for allowing me this opportunity, and also Miss Kayla Padgett, who is the founder and owner of Finding My Way Radio Network USA. I welcome all of you. This is our very first radio broadcast of the Faith Walkers. Now, who am I? My name is Iona, and I'm a Christian. I'm a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother of two, and I'm a health and wellness coach. I'm also certified in reflexology and acupressure, and I'm a practitioner of that. And also, I'm happy to say I am in my fifth year of retirement as a nurse. I remember times over my career and looking back when I first got diagnosed with lupus, that I would lay in the bed and cry in pain and ask God to just take me. I can't do this anymore. I cannot live with this wolf. I was tired. I wanted to give up and give in to defeat. I was tired of the daily fights. I could no longer do things this way. I was done. I use the word warrior for my lupus condition because with lupus, which is a chronic autoimmune illness, and that once you get the diagnosis, it will never, ever, ever go away. I call it the wolf because just like a wolf, you will have periods of relative calm, and then the wolf will slowly creep up on you. The next thing you know, he's done pounced on you and will bring you to your knees with excruciating pain. Pain beyond belief. Each and every morning, I had to get up, wake up, get up, glove up, and prepare for battle. I tell you, it was a job. But I found in my journey that if I would stop fighting this wolf and grow in my understanding of him, that my life would have more quality. So what I did at first is I had to move through a few stages. And one of the stages I call is acknowledgement. I had to acknowledge that the wolf is real and that the wolf is not going anywhere. So, you know, I have no control over whether he's here or there. So I had to be able to digest that first. And then I moved into the phase of acceptance. I had to accept the fact that this wolf was with me and he wasn't going to go away. I prayed. I fasted. I did everything that I could think to do to conquer and destroy the wolf, but it didn't happen. He would put on me such excruciating pain that it literally could drop me to my knees. I began to gain courage through faith, and my other studies in the Eastern healing modality, I began to have birth of a vision, but it was not clear to me yet what that was and what it meant. But as a nurse, I was aware of the statistical impact of a sedentary lifestyle. And the World Health Organization, or as we in the medical field call it, WHO, Sedentary lifestyle increases all, and I mean all, mortality related diseases that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. It doubles the risk of cardiovascular disease. It also contributes to the development of diabetes and your mortality. It also doubles the risk of cardiovascular disease and obesity, and increases the risk of colon cancer, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, lipid disorders, depression, and anxiety. And I was surely very familiar with the depression and anxiety piece, because that was a major one for me, having this now wolf that was going to be with me for the rest of my life. My Christian studies fueled my faith, because in Genesis 1:26, it says, "Let us make man in our image, after our own likeness." And then, not only that, he gave us dominion over the fish and the fowl. So we were in charge. So if we're in charge of all of this, surely we can take charge of our body temples. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "Through our outer self and its wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day." That was encouraging, because the wolf was trying to destroy my inner self and my outer self. But 2 Corinthians tells me that I was made in God's image. So I had to believe that in some way, somehow, we were going to turn this thing around. So I looked at 1 Corinthians 3:16, and it says, "Do you not know that your body is God's temple, and that's God's spirit that dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. So I ask, what are you fueling your spirit with?" We are commanded to keep our temples whole and pure. Let's do a mental checklist. And I have a question for you. How have you fueled your spirit? Just think back over the last 24 hours. What have you fueled your spirit with? Nutritionally? Spiritually? And body, mind, and spirit, mentally. Are you giving feeding yourself negative thoughts? Or are you trying to turn negatives into positives? So let's move beginning 2021 off by living and committing to a healthier lifestyle. Now, it doesn't matter your age, race, level of activity, or anything like that. Walking is something that anybody and everybody can and should do. I don't care if it's indoors or outdoors, weather permitting, but you need to get up and move. And I say, surely, if I can do it, and I have arthritis in both of my hips and misalignment issues in my back, and with the use of over 20 years of steroid medications, I still get out there and I walk through the pain. Faith walkers came to me as a result of my own personal health journey, my faith in God, and my innate desire to help others. Realizing that the wolf was here to stay, it wasn't until I stopped fighting him that I started to experience peace. And my fight began with starting to journal. And it was through the journaling that I began to recognize patterns. I was able to correlate those patterns with my flares. A lot of it had to do with what I was feeding my spirit with and my body. So number one, I adopted or formed the acronym FAST, F-A-S-T. F being contributing foods that brought on my flares. Things like white rice, a white bread, processed foods, all of those things that I was putting in my body that was contributing to inflammation, which then causes the pain. The A stands for activity. Well, I wasn't out there trying to walk and be fit and all those things because I had gotten up to 230 pounds with the steroids. So I was pretty much living a sedentary lifestyle. S stands for stress. I began to notice a pattern of when I would push myself, even though exhausted, I didn't listen to my body. I would just push and I would continue to do the things that I wanted to do. And with that, I increased my stress hormones that are produced by our adrenal glands in our bodies. So what happened was I would flare. And then last, with FAST is timing. That's my T. I had to learn to balance my energy and my desire to do things to include rest periods. And that was, I think, the hardest one for me because I was one of those people that when I woke up in the morning, I would go, 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 go until the end of the day, and then I crash in the bed. I had to learn to sit down and take a power nap or whatever it was to keep me going, but also put me in a period of rest. Initially, when I was diagnosed with lupus and was introduced to this wolf, and who was definitely trying to claim my life, I didn't like it. I was angry with God because I'm thinking, God, why me? Why are you doing this? Why are you allowing this? And so to get an understanding or broader understanding, I joined a support group, a lupus support group. And let me tell you something. I quickly got out of there. I don't have anything wrong with support groups and they're good. But for me, that wasn't what I needed at the time because I had already been through the suffering stage and the stages of fear and all of those different type things. So I had to get out of there. I think I went to one, maybe two meetings and I was done. So to make a long story short, I felt like I needed to focus on healing and positive energy. So I began to surround myself with things that would feed me in a healing and positive way. I had to find a peaceful balance because the wolf was really getting on my nerves. And as I went through the stages of anger, resentment, and just anger, I began to move into stages of acceptance, adaptation, and the ability for the knowledge of I had to coexist with this wolf. And I didn't know what I need to do that. But the bottom line was, this was my new life. So instead of working on my disorder or dis-ease, I began to work on my whole self, mind, body, and spirit. I was fueled by the desire to explore, empower, and foster healing from the inside out. I realized that I was being molded and shaped and sharpened by God to a higher calling. And I'm sure you heard the saying, iron sharpens iron. Well, that's where I was. God was getting me ready for battle and in position. I began to become more determined than ever to take my life back. And when I look back, I realized, you know what? I was working too hard. I was striving too hard. And I was building up material things, seeking satisfaction in life, but externally. So what I did was I began to fuel my mind, body, and spirit through a new awareness and acquired an intrinsic determination to find balance and insight where God wanted to position me. Okay, God, you got my attention. What is it that you want me to do? And I am here today to say that it's never too late, never, ever too late. And I don't care what level you're at in the beginning. It only takes putting faith first and then one foot in front of the other and just watch him do it. Together, let's step up and step out on faith. I move from talking faith to walking faith. You hear me? God showed me how to move from fear of that wolf to fully having faith in God and his power and promise to never, ever leave me. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6 tells us to be strong and be courageous. Don't be afraid or terrified. And in my case, it was of the wolf. Because the Lord God goes with me and he will never leave me nor forsake me. That was power to me. That spoke life to me. Also in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, it reads, let your faith be bigger than your fear. Now that's powerful. And I dwelled and meditated on that for a long time. And also, that's going to be one of our scripture verses for the Faith Walker group. Now, the concept of faith walkers was revealed to me, initially from my diagnosis with lupus and my battle to regain control of my life, and also being impacted by the COVID-19. I realized that as I, you know, went about my shopping or whatever it was, whenever I was out in the community, which wasn't much because with COVID, you know, we pretty much were homebound. But when I did get out there, I saw a lot of very confused people, people with anxiety because of the uncertainty of what's going to happen next. And I understood that, because that's where I was with the onset of my lupus. So it wasn't until after my 10-day fast and prayer and total surrender that I asked God to direct my path. Tell me what you want me to do. I want to offer hope in a very confused and uncertain world. COVID-19, in a way, has been a blessing to me. It has taught me to be still. It has taught me to fully surrender to Him. It has taught me to give up control, realizing that I can't control anything or anyone. So with that, God gave me a vision. He gave me a vision. And in this vision, I saw a multitude of people from all walks of life, all races, ages, and activity levels. They were getting up and moving with purpose to reclaim their health. Faith walkers basically is just the practice of committing to get up and move on purpose every day. And I'm not saying you got to go for an hour walk, a 30-minute walk. You can go up and down your steps two times or one time, and then gradually build on that as your body begins to adapt. So let's collectively move with the goal to reclaim our health. Remember to always, always before starting any kind of exercise routine that you check with your doctor, because you need to get medically cleared before you start any exercising. And then once you got cleared, come on, I welcome you. Let's partner together. Let's put one foot in front of the other and just move. Move towards the realignment of your mind. Focus on God's grace. Turn off that TV. Because as a man thinketh, so he is. So if you're filling your head and your spirit with all of those things that you see on that TV, you may not believe it, but you're being manipulated. So put your mind on things of God. And for your body, you need to start fueling yourself with the nutritional fuel that is going to feed every organ, every gland, every blood vessel in your body temple to bring you to a higher state of health. And for spirit, pray. Talk to God. He's the same today as he was yesterday. And guess what? He's still in the healing business. I'm a living example of that. Now, my career as a registered nurse, my journey with having lupus about 30 years now, and now having to deal with COVID-19 has taught me to take full responsibility for my health. I presented myself to the Lord's direction, surrendering my total being, my mind, and my body, and most importantly, my spirit. For me, operating within the norm went out the window long time ago, 30 years ago, when I got diagnosed with lupus. Changed my life forever. But for many of us today, COVID-19 has done that. Nothing is ever going to be the same. So I just urge you to seek God. And if it serves you, fast and pray. And just ask God to direct your path. And I'm telling you, he will answer you. God granted my prayer. After I did that 10 days of fasting and prayer, 72 hours later, I got a phone call from a longtime friend, Miss Josie Hopkins, and she invited me to partner with her on her radio broadcast, and the rest is history. God gave me a vision. I saw people all over the globe getting up and moving towards better health. And to those who are already there, I applaud you. I applaud you because it is not easy to form the discipline of regular daily exercise in our lives. But I believe that COVID-19 has shown us where we can integrate some type of physical activity into our lives that will benefit the outcome of our health. We were not designed by God to be stationary, stagnant beings. We are to step out on faith and trust and believe. Faith is the thing that will bring you through. It is the core of a persistent heart. Just because you face some initial setbacks, lean on your faith, people. You'll soon come to realize why having unwavering faith is so important in life. How do I know? Because I'm an example of his grace. We are faith walkers on assignment from God to walk in purpose. And as I close out, when we meet the next time, we're going to dig a little deeper into the word faith and purpose. And we're going to see how that ties in with this vision of faith walkers. In the meantime, you can get in touch with me by email, and that email is V as in Victory, H as in Harry, S as in Sam, faithwalker@gmail.com. Facebook, I can be found at Vibrant Health Solutions and Vibrant Health Faith Walkers, where you'll also find faith-based apparel and custom lava stones that offer healing and are made into jewelry. But if you have any questions in the meantime, you can contact me at 410-913-8782. And we're on Eastern Standard Time. So let's leave with the collective goal of improving our health, mind, body, and spirit, one step at a time, one day at a time. So I want to thank you for your hearing. You guys have a blessed and prosperous day, and tune in for part two.
Now y'all know the devil be tripping, right? So I had to write a song to put him back in his place. Check it out.
Everything that you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
Anybody feel like me out there? Listen.
Everything that you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
Sometimes you gotta tell him just like that. Check it out.
You tried to steal my joy. You tried to steal my peace. I'm tired, I'm crying, always feeling weak. I take two steps forward, you push me four steps back. I'm so sick of you lying about this and that. From this day forward, some things are gonna change. I'm taking back everything you just stole from me in Jesus' name.
I'm taking it right back.
Yeah.
Everything that you stole from me.
Guess what?
I'm taking it back.
Ooh, yes. I'ma tell you just one more thing. You tried to take my family, tried to kill my name, keep attacking my body, causing so much pain. Almost lost my mind playing all these games. Everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back in Jesus' name.
Everything that you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
That means everything. I mean everything you stole from me, I'm taking it back.
Everything that you stole from me,
yes,
I'm taking it back.
Let me tell you why you can't have it. It's mine.
It's mine.
It's all mine.
It's mine.
And you can't have it. And I'm taking it back.
And I'm taking it back.
It's mine.
It's mine.
It's all mine.
It's mine.
You can't have it.
You can't have it.
'Cause I'm taking it right back.
And I'm taking it back.
It's mine.
It's mine.
It's all mine.
It's mine.
And I'm taking it back.
And I'm taking it back.
It's mine.
It's mine.
It's mine.
It's mine.
And you can't hide it. 'Cause I'm taking it back. Taking it right back. Right back.
Everything that you stole from
me. In the name of Jesus.
I'm taking it back.
In the name of Jesus. I'm gonna take it right back. Everything.
Everything that you stole from me.
Guess what?
I'm taking it back.
My joy,
I'm taking it back.
My peace,
I'm taking it back.
My happiness,
I'm taking it back.
You can't have,
I'm taking it back.
You can't have,
I'm taking it back.
Show can't have,
I'm taking it back. Everything that you stole from me,
I'm taking it back.
I'm taking it back.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.